ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Mighty Challenge.
It is indeed time for the Mighty Challenge. Five topics, five questions per topic. At the end of it, anyone who's still around, you get a fridge magnet. If you answer that final question 10 in a row, you get a black magnet as well. 1-300-800-222. Make sure you're calling in. It's all a look back. It's a very themed challenge. We're looking back. We've got the year that was the year that was. We've got 2025 in Australia, 2025 in entertainment, 2025 in politics, and in memoriam. Mark is in Coffs Harbour. Mark, happy new year.
Happy new year.
How's your night gone?
Went all right until I found out I was first off the rank.
Oh, come on. I'm glad you're first off the rank. Someone's got to do it. Where would you like to start? I can give you the categories again if you need.
Try again.
That's okay. So the categories are: that was the year that was, 2025 in Australia, 2025 in entertainment, 2025 in politics, and in memoriam.
I'll try in memoriam.
In memoriam it is. Question number one, Mark. For which 1971 film did Gene Hackman win the Best Actor Oscar?
French Connection.
French Connection, absolutely correct. Right off the rank, Mark. You're doing really, really well. Where would you like to go? Stay here or move categories?
I'll stay here.
All right. 1977's Eraserhead was the debut feature film of which surrealist director?
Oh gosh. Eraserhead.
1977's Eraserhead, the debut feature film from which surrealist director?
David Lynch.
David Lynch, absolutely correct. You are two for two. Mark, we can stay in memoriam. We can move on. Where would you like to go?
Only got David Lynch because I thought of another film.
Which film?
Twin Peaks and stuff like that.
Oh, his TV show, Twin Peaks, was fantastic. Are you staying in memoriam or would you like to move categories? What are you thinking, Mark?
In memoriam.
Which 1952 musical did film critic David Stratton often cite as his favourite film ever?
David Stratton.
David Stratton, the film critic, he often said his favourite film ever was this 1952 musical. What are you thinking, Mark? I've seen Babs in Ringwood on the text line getting it right. Very well done, Babs. You could call in.
Just have Gene Kelly in it?
You know, I can't give a clue. I'm going to need you to give an answer, but I can't give you a clue.
I think I know it, but I'm not sure the name of. We'll try. American in Paris.
Sadly, no, but you got us off to a really good start, Mark, and thank you very much. We'll go over to Peter, who's in Pakenham. Peter, a happy new year to you as well.
Yeah, you too, Mark. Thank you.
Nick is me. Mark was just who left us.
Oh, sorry.
Don't worry, mate. Don't worry about it. It's all good. I'm the new guy. You don't need to know my name for quite a while now. You're okay. And you won't need to know it after next week. You're in the category of In Memoriam. And the question number three, which 1952 musical did David Stratton, the famous film critic, often say was his favourite film ever? We know it's not An American in Paris.
Yeah, it's one of my favourites as well. Singing in the Rain, I think it is.
Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds.
It is a glorious, glorious movie. Well done. Who's got it right? Diana on the text line. Sam got it right as well. Stuart got it right as well. Hey, congratulations, yeah, Peter.
No, thanks, but I used to sing Good Morning song to my
good
kids
morning,
when they were young.
I love that song too. I think that's actually beautiful. I think it's probably my favourite song out of the whole movie. We are In Memoriam, but there's a whole bunch of categories we haven't touched yet, which I could give you again if you want to hear them.
Yes, please.
We've got That Was the Year That Was. We've got 2025 in Australia, 2025 in entertainment, and 2025 in politics. And two questions left in In Memoriam.
Let's go, That Was the Year That Was.
That Was the Year That Was. Oh, boy. Originating from a song by Skrilla, which two numbers have become a worldwide meme and the bane of school teachers absolutely everywhere?
Next question to your next contestant, mate. I got no idea.
You're
a bit
okay.
Done before my time.
Hey, thank you for coming in and playing, and I hope you have a great 2026. We'll go to Bernie in Melbourne. Bernie, happy New Year's to you.
And to you too, Nick, and to you too, my friend.
Thank you very much. Krista, it's okay. I know you've only just tuned in. You don't know who I am. It's all good. My name's Nick Healy. It's very nice to be here, either on New Year's Eve or coming in to New Year, depending on where you are. The question you have got, Bernie, it's the first question in the year that was, question number four of the evening. Originating from a song by Skrilla, which two numbers have become a worldwide meme and the bane of school teachers absolutely everywhere?
All I can think of is 6-7.
6-7 is exactly what I was looking for. It is just everywhere.
Too many places, one might say.
Too many places. Well done, Babs, Deb, Steve, Jim, Maria, Amanda. Too many people to mention. I think this is the one that everyone's had happening at them at some point. You can stay in That Was the Year That Was, or we can move you a category. Bernie, what are you feeling like?
I wouldn't mind flicking over to politics, thanks, Nick.
Oh, thank you very much for that. 2025 in politics, question number one in this category. How many seats did the ALP win at the federal election?
About 30 too many.
Do you want to give me a fuller number than that?
I'll say 72.
Not 72, but, mate, thank you very much. Bernie in Melbourne, 1-300-800-222. We're probably going to go into the next hour because we started a little bit late because of the fireworks. But if you are up, if you're awake, if you are ready for a bit of fun, we are playing. 1-300-800-222. Who have we got now? We've got Trevor in Croydon Park. Trevor, welcome to you.
Hi, Nick.
And a happy new year to you.
And likewise. I'm really bewildered what this 6-7 business is all about.
I don't think it's meant to be about anything, for what it's worth. I think it's just, you know, kids saying random things. I think every generation has something like that that's meant to confuse the oldies and make them feel a little bit smug, and that's okay. I think every generation's had something like that.
It's something we know and you don't.
Yeah, yeah, very much so.
But mate, can I ask you a sort of a personal question? Okay. Do you have two famous cricketers in your family?
No, not related to any of those Healy's. I spell it completely differently. I've got a second E tucked between the L and the Y. So no famous cricketers. Did live next door to Simon O'Donnell when I was a kid in Deniliquin, but that's about the closest we've got to that.
Yeah. Anyhow.
The question.
I should have been a bit more observant at the time.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Because I just, basically I just don't know, so anything I say.
Would you like to have a guess? We know it wasn't 72. How many seats did the ALP win in the federal election?
67.
Definitely not 67, but good on you, mate. Thank you very much. Trevor at Croydon Park. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. Give me a call. We are playing the Mighty Challenge. We will go through into the next hour almost definitely. And I'm really quite excited about this. Anna in northeast Victoria. Anna, a happy, happy, happy new year to you.
Good morning, Nick. And in Italian, you'd say buon anno.
Buon anno.
Yeah.
Buon anno. That is lovely. That is a very beautiful way to put it. I tried to pick up a little Italian when I was in Rome a couple of years ago, but I was very bad at it.
Oh, it's quite easy. It's easy. I can spell better in Italian than in English.
Well, you might appreciate this. I kept trying to say thanks a million. I kept trying to say grazie mille when I was like being served. And I kept getting it wrong, and I was saying grazie mille, which means thank you apples, and is clearly not a sentence at
and
all.
And it means honey too. Mille is honey.
I didn't know that. Thank you, honey. That's even worse. Anna, the question, how many seats did the ALP win at the federal election? Not 72, not 67.
Oh, I don't pay attention to a lot of those things. We'll say 54.
Not 54. Not 54. But you have a very, very happy new year. And thank you very much. Am I going to have to give clues tonight? Are we all a little bit sleepy? Oh, no, Grant's got it right. Vicky's got it right. Oh, Frank's got it right. There we go. 1-300-800-222. Don't be afraid to call in if you think you know the answer to this. Sammy, happy new year. How's your evening been?
It's been very quiet, Mr. Healy.
Oh, Mr. Healy. You make me sound like I'm trying to get a business loan happening or something.
Without the famous relative, cricketer relative.
Yes, sadly. No one famous in my family.
I didn't pick up on your first name, and then Healy, I'm like, and then Nick came in. I'm like, wait, Nick Healy.
That's okay. Nick Healy, there's no reason. If you're not in regional Victoria, you wouldn't have heard me or my voice before. So can you help us out? We've got stuck on this question. It's only question number four. We've got a lot to go. How many seats did the ALP win at the federal election?
I'm not sure, but firstly, if just no child. There's six rules. Okay. No one wants to know what the seventh rule is. That's what you say. There's six rules.
Is that where you think 6-7 has come from?
Oh, do you know, it's actually from a song.
It is. It's from Skrilla. We know that, but it's so Skrilla confusing. Yeah. Good on you for knowing that. That's a pretty deep knowledge.
Yeah, but I'm making up my own thing about 6-7. This is what you do. There's six rules here because, your eight-year olds go 6-7 at you.
Six rules? No one wants to hear the seventh.
You don't know the sixth rule? And you want to go past number six? That's your choice. That's your choice. And I'll tell you what, you don't want to know what number seven is.
Tammy, help me out with my question.
Okay, I'm going to go 34.
Oh, no, not 34 at all. I'm going to just say it's well above any of the guesses that we've had so far. There's a correct answer here. A few people, there you go. Heather's got it right as well. Sue in Pimble. Sue, a happy new year.
Hi, happy new year to you too. It's the first time we've rung in, so we're a bit shy.
Oh, don't be shy. It's all fun. And I have learnt over the last couple of weeks that there is just a beautiful community here of the Nightlifers. It is very lovely and very welcoming. So a welcome to you.
Thank you and happy new year. And I hope you've had lovely night.
It's been so much fun. I don't normally work on these nights, but it's been great to be here. I've really genuinely enjoyed it. We're only up to question four, so we've got to get our bums in the gear. We've got to get a wriggle on. How many seats did the ALP win in the federal election?
This is a question I didn't want. So
someone needs to answer
it. Well, I had initially thought something over 100, so which is probably a bit radical, but so from you laughing, it sounds like it might be radical.
I can't give clues, but you could take away some context if you want to from my little chuckle.
Okay. I'm just going to do a major guess.
96. Not 96, but Sue, thank you. And thanks for calling in for the first time. Make it sure it's not the last time. We'll be back at this same hour tomorrow as well. Anne in Caulfield, and also a very happy new year to you.
And to you too. Thank you.
Can you help me out with this question? We're a bit stuck at the moment. How many seats did the ALP win at the federal election?
Also, I agree, too many. far too many. Way, way, way too many. although I do think it's 85, but I prefer my too many answer.
Okay, it is not 85, but too many is noted, and thank you, Anne, for calling in. Julie's got it right. Peter, yes, I do spell my surname like Jeff Healy, the guitarist. Shannon, you've got it right as well. Someone's got to get this, or we're going to be stuck here all night. 1-300-800-222. I reckon if we can't get it in the next two, am I going to give a clue? Am I going to be castigated if I give a clue? Brian in Tasmania. Brian, how are you?
Quite well.
Have you had a good evening?
Oh, very nice evening at Bridport, and watched the fireworks in Sydney.
Oh, beautiful. They were very lovely. We were hearing the audio description here on the radio, and I was watching it on TV as well. It's always a big show.
Oh, the ABC have done a wonderful job.
Well, thank you very much for that. Can you help me out with this one we're stuck on? It's only question number four. How many seats did the ALP win at the federal election?
I think it's 84.
It's not 84, but I think we've already had that answer before, so I'll give you a second go.
Oh, it's 83.
It's not 83, but we're getting, I think, further away now, actually. But, Brian, thank you and a happy new year to you. We'll go to Deb, who's not too far from me in Central Vic. How are you, Deb?
Hey, how are you going?
Happy new year. Oh, same time. Jinx, how are you? Have you had a fun night?
Oh, we've had a lovely, lovely night. We've just arrived home and we're about to head indoors, but hey, for the moment, it's a cloudy sky over above, but there's no rain, no wind. It's wonderful in Heathcote in Central Victoria.
Well, you are in a wonderful part of Central Victoria, I have to say, and some great wine coming out of your part of the world as well.
Yabba dabba do we ever.
Hey, how many seats did the ALP win at the federal election? Not 83, not 84, not in the hundreds, not in the 60s. They're the answers we've had.
94.
Thank you so much. That is exactly what we were looking for, Deb. You have got us past that one. You're in 2025 in politics. You don't have to stay here. You can move around. We've still got In Memoriam. That was the year that was 2025 in Australia and 2025 in entertainment.
Let's say 2025 in Australia.
2025 in Australia is where we are. Where have I lost that to? Here we go. Which former Essendon player and MND campaigner is the 2025 Australian of the Year?
Neil Danaher.
Correct. You are two for two. Neil Danaher, exactly. And a remarkable player, a remarkable man.
Absolutely bloody marvellous, man.
Good, man. Good on you. You're very enthusiastic, Deb. I like this. Are we staying here or do you want to move?
No, keep going.
Valerie the Dachshund was lost for 529 days on which island?
Oh. Kangaroo Island.
Kangaroo Island, yes. Deb, you're doing really, really well here. 3 for 3. Love that story, by the way, that she came back actually a little bit heavier than when she ran away.
Oh, she
apparently survived very well. So, yeah. Where are we up to now? I'm just having a quick look. We can stay in 2025 in Australia, or we can move on.
No, keep going. We'll drain it. Let's drain it.
Mm, going to confidence. I love it. Which Melbourne punk band won Album of the Year at the 2025 ARIAs?
Animal and the Sniffers.
You got them big dreams. You want to get out of here. You're sick of being stuck in the apartment. You're strapped for cash and...
Amel and the Sniffers, indeed. I haven't actually had a chance to see them live. They are apparently an amazing band to see bouncing around on stage.
I have seen them live. We were in a year or two ago at Melbourne, at the Sydney Meyer Music Hall for a Paul Kelly Make and Gravy concert on the 21st of December. And Amel and the Sniffers were one of the support bands, and they were fantastic.
They are really fun, really enthusiastic. Krista saying, "Where are you from? Where the great wine is?" That is Heathcote, Krista. That is what we are. That is the town where, if you ever see that on a bottle, you'll probably be in for a very good time. Two questions left in 2025 in Australia. Deb, would you like to keep going?
Keep going, going.
What was the theme of NAIDOC Week in 2025? This is a tough one.
You're going to have to bear with me while I'm going to have to walk around while I think about this because we've just got home.
That's okay. Have a think about it.
The boyfriend says I should not waste your time, but I've heard other people waste heaps of time, and no, I don't have a computer anywhere near me.
I didn't think you did, and I could hear that you're on your phone. I believe you on that one.
God, there goes the CFO pager.
I might let you get that in that case.
That's the boyfriend's job.
On the boyfriend. That's big work.
He's in the CFA and I'm in the SES, so one of the other pages goes off.
Deb, that's fantastic. I hope he's okay, so tell him
It's only an admin thing. It's probably saying, make sure your pages are turned on and make sure you change your batteries and nothing's really going on, but,
Deb, I'm going to have to push you for an answer. I'm sorry.
We can tell by the tone on the pager that it's only an admin message, so it's just keeping everybody alert kind of message and making sure everybody's safe and paying attention and loves what they're doing.
The theme of NAIDOC Week 2025, I'm going to have to push you for an answer.
I know you are, and I appreciate that. And I'm probably going to have to say goodbye to you about this point, but I'm going to say... Oh, God. I'm just gone out because the fireworks are gone off.
Oh, no.
I could not. It was some. It was about. I can't tell you.
Deb, it's okay. You've done really well. You've got us a long way, and you've been heaps of fun. Have a really great 2026. David and Mount Waverley, you have got this absolutely correct. Frank, you have got this absolutely correct on the text line. We'll go to Brendan in Elwood. Brendan, happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you.
Have you a fun night? Good night? You've been well?
Oh, yeah, I've just been sending messages to everybody and...
It's a nice thing to do, isn't it, around this time of the night, is to start sending out those messages and sending a bit of love?
Yeah, well, I've got a special message. That's the family crest, which is a flying dove with a laurel wreath in its mouth. So.
Well, that is a lovely crest.
Yeah, so that goes out to close friends and family at around midnight.
Now...
There you go.
The question we are on, and it is one of the final two questions left in this category of 2025 in Australia. What was the theme of NAIDOC Week 2025?
Well, this is really tragic because I could have answered most of the last four or five questions. This one, I think it was something like the next generation or something.
It was, and I'll take that. That is actually as much as I needed. Well done to you, Brendan. You are off the ranks, and you've got question number one under your belt. Now, that means you could stay here and close out this category.
I'm staying there because that would have been the hardest question.
You'd want to believe that, wouldn't you? In August, which Australian company received the largest penalty ever imposed by an Australian court for industrial relations law violations?
I think it might have been the ANZ Bank.
It was not the ANZ Bank. They copped it, but not on this level. Brendan, thank you very much for coming along and playing. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. Yes, I do know that it is not 2026 in WA yet, and I apologise for that. The people I'm talking to, it is. We're in one of those weird situations where the year has tipped over for some parts of the country and not the other parts as well. Ewan, good evening to you.
Hello. Yes.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Sorry, I've got you on speaker. I'll take you off speaker.
That's fine. That's fantastic. Yeah, have you had a good evening so far?
Oh, yeah, nice quiet night at home with the family.
Lovely.
Nothing better.
Lovely.
Yeah.
We're up to the final question in 2025 in Australia. In August, which Aussie company received the largest penalty ever imposed by an Australian court for an industrial relations law violation?
Yeah, the flying kangaroo.
Qantas. Yes, absolutely correct on that one.
Yes.
Who was getting that right on the text line? Only Cheryl, I think. Oh, no, Michelle, my apologies. You were getting that right as well. That's goodbye to 2025 in Australia. We still have 2025 in entertainment. The year that was the year that was. We have 2025 in politics, and we have a couple of questions left
in
memoriam. All right, politics it is.
Yeah.
What does Doge, D-O-G-E, stand for in the name of Donald Trump and Elon Musk's federal agency?
It stands for Department of Government Efficiency.
Yes, indeed it does. Well done.
Elon Musk was in charge of, apparently, but he's not anymore because he's had a falling out with Mr. Trump.
I do believe they've shut the agency down, but I could be wrong on that.
You can buy the T-shirts.
I'm sure you can, and the hats as well. Are we staying in politics, Ewan?
Yes, please. Yes, done. Yes. Why not?
Defeating Peter Dutton at the election, who is the MP for Dixon?
Now you got me. I know it. I'm reading a book about the last election. Who won Dixon? It was Ali, is it Ali? I bet you when I hang up, I'll get it.
Are we passing?
Not just yet.
Okay.
It's,
shout it out. First thing in your head, Ewan.
Oh, look. Oh, Ali, Ali. Oh, Jesus. Oh, you got me. I can't.
No, you've been great,
Happy
mate.
New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Thank you very much. We'll go to, I believe, Gillian. Gillian in Bellingen. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Are you well?
Yes, I'm fine.
Oh, good. Have you had a good evening?
Yes, I've watched some fun entertainment and I've watched the fireworks.
Oh.
I've enjoyed myself.
I'm really glad that you got in touch. This is lovely. Thank you.
And I'm a first-time caller.
Well, welcome. As I said to someone earlier who was also a first-time caller, you'll find that the people here are very welcoming. It is a really, really lovely, lovely group of people on the text line and calling in. The question...
I know. I've been listening to you since the beginning.
Oh.
25 years, is it?
Wait, and this is the first time you've called in?
Yeah, well, I just got around to it.
Well, I'm really glad you did, Jillian. Can I?
My New Year's resolution.
Well, you've already matched your New Year's resolution, so well done for not breaking it in the first 50 minutes. It's good. The question you are on, we're in 2025 in politics, and the question is, defeating Peter Dutton at the election, who is the MP for Dixon?
Yes, I know. And she's, I love her to bits, but I can't remember. Pass it on to the next one.
Jillian, don't let this be the last time that you call in, please. We got 10 minutes until the news, so we are definitely 100% going into the second hour because we are only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in. We've got a little way to go. Let's hope that Richard, in my old stomping ground of Wollongong, can help us out. Richard, how's the gong?
You get it, mate. Yeah, Happy New Year. How are you going?
I'm good. Happy New Year to you. I did primary school in Wollongong and then went back for university later on. Lovely town.
Yeah, it's a great town. I went to uni there. Like, so it was not quite primary school, but it was like my primary school.
It was a good university too. It was great.
It's amazing. If you go back now, it's changed so much. But hey.
Look, I keep hearing that. I had to go back to Wollongong just a little bit earlier this year, sadly for a very sad reason, but I couldn't get over just how much bigger the city was. It was huge.
I'd left
in the 90s, so it was massive. Richard, the question is, defeating Peter Dutton at the election, who is the MP for Dixon?
Look, I wouldn't have got it unless you said Ali, but Ali France.
Ali France is absolutely right. Thank you very much, Richard. Well done to you.
That poor caller earlier, I mean, he was there.
I know he's kicking himself now, so sorry about that. I think that was you.
Is this the first time you've worked on New Year's Eve?
I've worked on New Year's Eve, so I'm enjoying it. It's very different to what I'd normally be doing on New Year's Eve, which based on the last couple of years is be in bed by 10 o'clock, sadly. Would you like to stay in
politics? What categories have you got tonight?
So we've got 2025 in politics. We've got In Memoriam. We still have That Was the Year That Was. We have said goodbye to 2025 in Australia, but we have 2025 in entertainment still.
The Year That Was, I think.
That Was the Year That Was. Which pop star blasted off into space on a Blue Origin rocket in April this year?
Oh, come on. No, I should know this, but I don't. So I'll pass it off. Thanks so much.
Thank you. So quick. Oh, well, you could have had some thinking time if you needed to. Richard, thank you very much, mate, and look after yourself as well. Peter in Mount Lawley. Peter, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you, and Happy New Year to you, even though it's still not quite here.
Still not quite. We're jumping into it soon, but still not quite as well. The question you have got, which pop star blasted off into space on a Blue Origin rocket in April this year?
It's a good question. Unfortunately, I don't know the answer, but if I can just add a couple of comments.
Please.
Yeah, number one, just in the interest of political balance, a previous caller said that Labor won too many. Actually, I think Labor won too few with 94, so that balances out that discussion. And the other thing is that, of course, now it's no longer called DOGE, it's called DOGIE, which means Department of Government Inefficiency. That's what it did. Didn't do anything.
Peter, thank you very much. And stay safe on the roads, and thank you. Kylie in Daysdale, a very happy new year to you, Kylie.
Happy New Year.
How are you?
Oh, yeah, good. I watched the fireworks and the concert. It was the best ever because I think it was the cameras were so close.
Yes,
so
close, they were quite amazing, the footage. Wasn't it good?
It was just, the fireworks were the best ever. I went there for the fireworks in 97 when I first started, 97, 98, I think in 99, and I couldn't see a thing. I think commercial television were doing it, and there was too many bloody adverts. So then you know my impressions on about commercials, radio.
Well, Kylie, I'm glad you're with us, and that's the important thing. The question you are up to, and do help me out here, because we've only got a couple of minutes before the news, which pop star blasted off into space on a Blue Origin rocket in April this year.
Katy Perry, I saw her in 2015, I think it might have been at the, I might have been 2020 during the cricket match there. Yeah, that's what I saw her. Yeah.
Well done, Kylie. Katy Perry was what I was looking for. You can stay in this category. I can move you on. What would you like to do?
We've got the other news coming up in about 5 minutes.
Well, you've got time to answer a couple of questions. What would you like to do? You want to stay here?
Yep.
All right. Thanks, man. The category you're in is That Was the Year That Was. And this question, referring to the manipulative tactic of eliciting outrage online, what two-word phrase was Oxford Dictionary's 2025 Word of the Year?
Oh, I don't know. I would take a rain check and I'll give you in next week.
Take care of yourself, Kylie. It is always lovely. And have a fantastic start to 2026. Barbara in Falconbridge, good evening.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Have you had a fun one?
I have, yes. I enjoyed the fireworks. I think 6-7 means so-so.
So it used to mean I'm at sixes and sevens, but it doesn't. It literally doesn't mean anything. This is the thing people are struggling
to the
with.
I was watching on TV, which might be a whole lot of bunkum.
I think
if you put a six in one hand and a seven in the other, 6-7 means it's just ordinary.
I can understand that, but honestly, my understanding is it's just something kids say because adults don't get it, and bless them for that.
We've only
got a couple of minutes before the news. So, question. Referring to the manipulative tactic of trying to get people outraged online, what two-word phrase was the Oxford Dictionary's 2025 Word of the Year?
I don't know.
Would you like to have a guess?
Fooey, fooey.
No, but I like that very much. Barbara, have a fantastic rest of your morning, evening, wherever it is for you. 1-300-800-222. We're going to keep going after this hour, or if I have to call it early, that'll be the first time ever that we've had to call a Mighty Challenge early. So you better call in 1-300-800-222. Going to take a risk and we'll go to Shannon, see if we can get a last answer in before the end of this hour and into the new. Shannon, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, and you are taking a risk. You'll have to go to someone else. I heard this last week on the radio too, and it's just gone from one ear and out the other, and I've been listening all the answers.
Have you got every other answer right so far? Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's the way it works.
Never mind. You have a great New Year.
You have a fabulous New Year as well, and thank you very much. All right, I'm not going to risk another question, but I am seeing some good answers coming in. Jane from Homebush, you are correct. Charlotte on Phillip Island, you are correct. Frank, you are correct. Susan in Hobart, you are correct. I'm seeing a few of them coming through. The question, I'm just going to give it one more time for anyone who's calling and having a big think about this, and we'll get back into it. Referring to the manipulative tactic of trying to get people outraged online, what two-word phrase was Oxford Dictionary's 2025 Word of the Year? If you think you know this, as we get into the final hour of the show, 1-300-800-222. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18 questions down. We're going to get through this next hour. We're going to make this happen. There's a fridge magnet. Maybe even if we're lucky, a black fridge magnet as well. But you've got to call me to be in it. 1-300-800-222.
The Mighty Challenge.
We've got 12 questions left and we are going to get through them before the end of this hour. The question we are up to is in That Was the Year That Was. And we'll go and see if Mark in Canberra can help us out here. Mark, how's your evening been?
Not too bad, and Happy New Year, Nick.
A very Happy New Year to you. The question we are up to, referring...
No, all I've got is gaslighting, mate. That's all I've got.
That's okay. Gaslighting is not what we were after, but I'm really glad we got to get you through in any way. We'll go to Jim, who's in South Australia. Jim, how are you? Jim, you there?
Was that Jim or Kim?
I said Jim. Is that you, Jim?
Yeah, that's me.
How's your evening gone, Jim?
Yeah, good. Crayfish and red wine. Good night.
That's a very nice combo for the new year. That's actually a bit lovely. Help me out here. We've got 12 questions left, and the question we're up to, referring to the manipulative tactic of trying to get people outraged online, what two-word phrase was Oxford Dictionary's 2025 Word of the Year?
I'll have to pass that to the next one, I'm afraid.
That's okay, mate. Thank you very much for coming in. I've seen a few people getting this right on the text line. Shannon, I'm so sorry. I saw that you've texted in. But PJ in Cairns is getting it right. Phyllis got it right. Michelle in Padbury's got it right. Charlotte's got it right. Let's see if Fauzia can help us out. And a very, very welcome to you, Fauzia. How's your evening?
Oh, good evening. I'm calling from Southbank, watching the fireworks as we speak.
Ah, lovely. And you had a good evening?
I've had a lovely evening. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Can you help me out with this question, though?
Yeah, I think the answer is rage bait.
Rage bait's exactly correct, and thank you so much. I'm really happy with that. There are 11 questions remaining. Rage bait. You are currently in, that was the year that was, but you could move into 2025 in entertainment, 2025 in politics, or in memoriam. Where would you like to go?
Let's go in memoriam.
In memoriam. Danny Minogue was married to which actor and son of a former Prime Minister from 1994 to 1995?
Julian McMahon?
Julian McMahon. Absolutely what I was after on that one. You are two for two. I got to meet Julian McMahon back in 2005 when he'd just played Dr. Doom in a very bad Fantastic Four movie, and no one was very happy about that movie, particularly not him, to be honest. There's one question left in memoriam, or I'm happy to bounce you around wherever you would like to go.
Let's go politics.
All right, 2025 in politics. What was the name of Clive Palmer's new political party for 2025?
The yellow signs, the Trumpet of Patriots.
Trumpet of Patriots, absolutely right. You are doing really, really well here. I can't believe you're actually out looking at fireworks and doing this. Well done to you.
Yeah.
One question left in 2025 in politics, or where would you like to be?
We'll keep going with politics.
All right. Who is the current MP for New England?
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't think I know that one.
That's okay. We can pass you on, or you can have a stab in the dark.
No, that's okay. I'm happy to pass.
Hey, Happy New Year, and thank you very much for coming in. We have got, I think that took us down to quite a good number. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions remaining. Let's see if we can get through this. Tom, welcome to Nightlife. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Who is the current MP for New England? That is the question you are stuck on right now.
Barnaby Joyce?
Barnaby Joyce, absolutely the right answer. Thank you. You have just put politics to bed, Tom, which means you can move on to In Memoriam. You can go to That Was the Year That Was, or you can go to 2025 in Entertainment.
The Year That Was?
By what name is Chicago-born Bob Prevost now known?
Is it, I don't know the number, but Pope Leo?
I will take Pope Leo. I think that I'm very happy to go with Pope Leo. I think he's technically Pope Leo the 14th, but I don't think you're about to jump in and suggest any other Pope. So Pope Leo, absolutely right, Tom. Thank you. Sticking in this category or moving on?
That's say. I feel good.
All right. usually preceded by AI, the term AI, which four-letter word was Merriam-Webster and The Economist's word of the year for 2025?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I've got to give it to the next person.
That's okay, mate. Thank you for coming in and have a really good rest of your morning, evening, rest of your 2026, in fact. Lots of people are getting Barnaby Joyce right. I'm so sorry. I keep missing so much happening on the text line. It's going so fast. Tyson, welcome to Nightlife.
Hey, mate.
How's your night?
Oh, not too bad. How's yours?
Yeah, I'm having a huge amount of fun. We have got just a few questions left, but you are on the final question of That Was the Year That Was. And the question is, usually preceded by AI, which four-letter word was Merriam-Webster and The Economist's word of the year for 2025?
That'd probably be slop.
Slop is absolutely correct, Tyson. Well done. Well done to you, Adrian, as well, for getting that right. I think you've only got, yes, you can go to In Memoriam. There's one question left. Or no one has touched 2025 in entertainment yet.
We'll go entertainment.
All right. You feeling good? You feeling good, Tyson?
Oh, I feel better than that, than In Memoriam, I'll tell you that much.
What is the title of Taylor Swift's 2025 album?
Oh. It got highly panned.
Depending on who you ask.
There was some mixed results. Life of a Showgirl, that's one. Don't know the life of a showgirl, babe. And you're never ever gonna
wait. The more you play, the more that you pay. Yes, Swifties loved it. Other people were ground on it a little bit. But The Life of a Showgirl still managed to sell so many copies. And, of course, that Eras tour was absolutely huge. You're in 2025 in entertainment, or you can go over to In Memoriam.
No, we'll stay in entertainment for the moment.
Which live-action Disney remake was the highest-grossing film in Australia for 2025?
Lilo and Stitch?
Yes, absolutely correct. Lilo and Stitch. Yep. Or I always wanted to say Lilo and Stitch, but only because as an Aussie, you think of it as a Lilo. So, yeah. Are we staying in this category?
Let's stay in this one.
All right, let's give it a go. Which movie won Best Picture at the Oscars this year?
There was a few. I don't think it was The Brutalist. What else was it? Wasn't that one?
Which movie?
Sorry, can you say that again?
Which movie won Best Picture at the Oscars this year?
Because I put on Bruce, I reckon Bruce was best, but I think Anora might have won it. We'll go Anora.
Anora is the answer looking for. Lovely. You are doing very well here. We are down to 1-2 questions remaining. Are you staying in? Oh, no, sorry. 3 questions remaining. Getting myself confused. 3 questions left. 2 in entertainment, 1 in In Memoriam.
Going to be honest, I don't back myself in Memoriam, so we'll stay in entertainment.
Which 2025 Netflix movie? Sorry, I'll start that again. In which 2025 Netflix movie would you hear the songs Golden and Soda Pop?
K-pop Demon Slayers. Demon Hunters. You're all I can think of. Every drop I drink of. You're my soda pop, my little soda pop. Pull me down, you're so hot. Pull me up, I won't stop. You're my soda pop, my little soda pop. K-pop Demon Hunters, absolutely correct. I got to say, Tyson, I didn't expect to enjoy that movie as much as I did. It wasn't too bad.
It was heaps of fun, and the soundtrack was really bouncy, bouncy. It was good. All right, final question in entertainment. Which song by Chapel Roan won Triple J's Hottest 100?
That would be... Was it Espresso?
Oh, no, but you came so close. Tyson, thank you very much. You did really, really well. There's only two questions remaining. Let's see how we can go with this. Kylie in Cairns. Kylie, how is your evening?
Pretty good. We've been holding on the line, just waiting, waiting, waiting.
No, you've been really patient. Thank you. I'm sorry. I was really worried. I was like, no one's going to call. Everyone's going to be off partying. We've had so many people calling in. It is such a fun way to see in the new year. There's only two questions left. You could be in with a real chance for a fridge magnet here. And the question you are on is, which song by Chapel Roan won the Triple J Hottest 100?
Okay, is it Pink Pony Club?
It's not Pink Pony Club. Oh, no. Are you heading home? What are you doing right now, Kylie?
Well, we were parked in the car park at Cairns Esplanade watching the fireworks go off, and now we're just driving home.
Well, have a really safe run home, and thank you for calling in. Thank you for being patient on the line as well. Kylie in Cairns on her way home. Let's see what Ben's doing in Belgrave South. Ben, good evening.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to Nightlife. Only two questions left. You could be in with a real chance here, but you've got to answer this one first. Which song by Chapel Roan won the Triple J Hottest 100?
Was it Good Luck Babe?
Good Luck Babe is absolutely correct. Ben, do you know what this means?
What's that?
We are at the final question. You get this right, you get a fridge magnet. And it is, I'm warning you, in the In Memoriam section. Which actress won the Best Actress Oscar for 1977's Annie Hall?
Oh. 1977?
1977, Annie Hall. Which actress got the Best Actress Oscar for that movie?
Diane Keaton?
Diane Keaton, absolutely. Ben, congratulations.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Fridge Magnet to you. Have you had a good evening? Have you had a good night?
I've had a great night, mate. Thank you.
No, thank you for calling in, mate. Stay on the line and we'll make sure we get your details and get that fridge magnet out to you.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.